Brenda, but you won't be offended. Yeah, we. So thank you very much, Marnie. And now our third and final speaker is Tabitha Garrity, who is the Executive Director for Chemo Community Services here in Richmond. And along with Tabitha, we have Joyce Alisharan, who is Chairperson of the Board for Chemo.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me here today. I want to start by thanking everyone here for the continued support of Chemo Community Services. We've been around for 45 years doing some great work in the community. And a lot of our work is about crisis. So I'd like to start with crisis by definition. Is any event that is going to lead to an unstable or dangerous situation affecting an individual, group, community, or a whole society. At Chemo, we support clients on their continuum from crisis to well-being. We are able to do this because we have perfected our services over the past 45 years. I will share with you some numbers. 16,001. 16,000 individual client interactions last year in 12 different languages are the clients that we served. We are able to do this because we have over 200 highly trained volunteers. We support people in crisis, housing, fleeing domestic violence, and counseling. And that's just to name a few of our services. But out of that 16,000, the most important number is one. It's the client that's in front of us. It's the one person who walks through our door, maybe never having heard of us, not knowing what our mission and vision is. One day, Marianne came through our doors. She wasn't sure what she was coming for. She just knew that she needed help. She knew that the walls were closing in around her and that she could not see her own way out. A series of events led her to us, Chemo, domestic violence at home, financial, psychological abuse, no family to turn to. She didn't know where to turn. And by chance, when she was in the hospital one day, a nurse overheard her story. The nurse knew where to send her. They sent her to us. Without going into any detail, the nurse slipped her the card and said, "Go to these people, they can help you." She didn't immediately fit into all of our boxes. We're funded by large organizations who make us check little boxes, and people have to fit into them to receive the benefits. Not everybody fits into that right away. But through gracious donations and grants, we're able to meet those gaps. We're able to fill those gaps and help people get to where we can check the boxes off. It's that moment in time where crisis happens, the decision between buying your medications or paying your rent, the decision between whether you need to get special foods to meet your dietary restrictions after surgery or paying your utility bill. These are those gaps in services. You could be homeless if you make the wrong decision, or worse, you could stay in a situation that could end your life through violence. Marianne was able to leave her situation. We provided her with shelter. All the while, the team at Chemo supported her to get financially self-sufficient, connected her with all the appropriate resources within the community, in our great community of Richmond. But more so, we were able to help her with those gaps. We were able to provide her with the necessary financial aid required to get her medications, dietary restrictions because she had some surgeries, a deposit for her utilities because she's never in her life had anything in her own name. We also got her dog certified as a support animal because after all the years of abuse, she was diagnosed with PTSD. This is just one of the stories of the 16,000 people we interacted with last year. Let's go back to that number one. The number one represents you and all the giving that you do to support our organizations in the community. So with gratitude, thank you.